Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And we hope sunshine is on everybody's face today for a beautiful Monday, October 7th, 2013. At least it's beautiful here in Austin, Texas, where I'm coming from. This is Gary Wimmer for Psychics Gone Wild and Bonnie Albers, and I will be your host this afternoon, and we will do readings for you folks. A lot of people are calling in, so we're glad to have you all. Try to get to all of you. Short introduction, I'm going to let my dear sister Bonnie introduce herself first. Bonnie, are you there?
I am here, Gary, and yes, it's starting to look like sunshine in Florida, although we've had some torrential rains this morning, but I am so happy. Monday is always a great day. We are on the radio, and I feel the love, and I'm so happy we have all of our callers calling in. You can find me on BonnieAlbers.com. I have all my bio, everything that I do is on my page. And I specialize in love, romance, relationships, sex, and sexual issues. And I would love to hear from you. And I'm going to turn it back over to my brother, Gary.
Well, thank you, Miss Bonnie. And a short little bio about myself. Gary Wimmer, if you want to check it out, you can go to Psychics Gone Wild for Gary Wimmer, or go to GaryWimmer.com, GaryWimmer.com. I learned a method of reading about 1980 called lithomancy, which is one of the main methods I use in addition to just regular playing cards. Lithomancy, for those of you all that are listening, involves 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 of planet stones, and then 6 stones on life, love, luck, commitment, timing, and place. And I drop those into a circle when the caller says drop. I read them like a clock, so it covers the next 3 months. I wrote a book on this called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. If you're interested in learning how to do this, amazing art, check it out, Lithomancy. In fact, you can just Google Lithomancy, Lithomancy, and you will find me. And we do have a lot of callers, so we're going to start right off here with area code 613. It looks like you've been 631. You've been here for a minute. Who am I speaking with? 631.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne, and I had a couple questions. My first is, I just got a part-time job, and I'm looking for another one. Do you see me getting another one? Because I need two to make one full-time job. And what do you see with my love life? Those two questions.
Okay, well, I'll do a quick reading for you on your job situation. Like I said, I'm using these 16 stones, and I'm charging them up. And then I'm going to turn you over to Bonnie for a little bit of love advice. You still there?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay, Suzanne. All you have to do is say drop. I've charged these stones, and whenever you say drop, I'll tell you what I'll see for the next couple months, including job information. So all you have to do is say drop. That was it, girl. Good. Okay, one thing I noticed right at the very top is Pluto. So it's showing you're getting rid of a lot of your fears, and that's a good thing. Don't let them stop this period of your life that's coming in that has a lot of expansion. You've got Jupiter, Saturn, and the Life Stone all in the first couple weeks. So, yeah, you do have a lot of expansion. As long as you move the fears out of your way, whether it's relationships or the past or love or your marketability or jobs and all that sort of thing. Because as you do that, in the first week or so, you start getting this complete new foundation for yourself that's really going to open your life up, especially, as I say, when you let go of your fears. It does seem like by the second and into the third week here, you're going through a lot of changes. So you're either changing the places, the way you contact people about jobs, and you're changing the way you present yourself. And that's a very good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week here, you've changed a lot of ways you look at relationships. It does feel like you've got other love coming back into your life here. But one thing I'm feeling with the Love Stone, right next to the Commitment Stone, is you being in love with your circumstances, your situation, even though it may not be exactly what you want, the more you love it and appreciate what you do have, the more you make take advantage of this cycle of Jupiter coming into play rather than the fears, which are represented by Pluto at the top. So a lot of what you're learning in this period and starting out with is conquering your fears so you can let this great activity and hopes and aspirations work for you. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you've just got a lot of luck coming, Ben. And I can only cover so much in a short reading, but you've got the luck stone, you've got the moon, you've got the sun stone and Venus all from the fourth to the seventh week. And that's a lot of good energy. It's a lot of good luck. It's a lot of good motivation. And by the eighth and ninth week, it looks like things with place are really straightened out. I wouldn't be surprised if you're getting two jobs before then, because by the end of this three-month period, with your direction, with the way you feel about men, with the way you communicate, with the way you promote yourself, you've conquered these fears and you've really opened up a lot of freshness for yourself, which you're doing a lot of in the first week.
Part-time when I have my that I start next week might be full-time one day too.
It certainly feels that way. I think the main thing that you're dealing with, like I said, is your fears. Every time you feel yourself in doubt, recognize it just like a thorn in your side and pull it out. It's a process. It's a technique. And that's really going to empower you to, like I said, let this Jupiter energy work for you a lot. And you can always listen back on the archives and get an idea of that again. But almost like love and job both work together. It's the confidence and the determination you put in the next couple days and beyond that really open you up. So you're not thinking about worst case. You're thinking about best case scenario. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to Bonnie. She's our love and expert, relationship expert. Bonnie?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'd like you to ask me a question, but I do have to tell you, when Gary was giving you your reading, the first word that came up to me is skeptical, which means exactly what Gary was saying. I feel like you have doubts, that you always think that it's not going to come. That's what my guides are kind of pointing me to, that you think you want it, but what you're saying to us is you want it, but what you kind of think to yourself is, I don't think it's coming. So we have to change that view of how you think of yourself and what's going to come, and I think that was in your reading. So if you'd like to ask me a question about romance, if you're satisfied with just having a general reading on romance, I can tell you that you are very concerned with your position and job, which you should be, and you're very concerned with getting it together. And that would be working on yourself. And you are a beautiful, bright, and sweet woman. I see that. And you really want some of these jobs to come through, or actually you'd like the full-time job to come through. It's a tough
They said it could be full-time in a couple of months.
Yeah, that's what I see you wanting. And you would prefer that than getting two part-time jobs. I don't see that there's going to be a problem. It's the economy, really, and they want to see how you work. And I think once they see how you work in this job, or actually that you have it, that they can afford to do that full-time for you, I think that that's going to be on the table big time for you. But, again, I really want you to put out the I can do it vibe, because I know you want it. You say you want it, but in your brain, you're telling yourself, I don't know if I'm going to get it. And so what you need to do is live in the moment to say, I'm doing it. I'm full-time. I'm going to have love. I'm going to meet this guy. I'm going to be with him. I kind of feel like you have somebody in mind. Am I right?
Yeah, I do. What it is that I've gone on dates and things the past couple of weeks, and they like me, but I don't think they're the person for me. I'm really, want somebody with a little security, somebody can offer something. They don't have to be perfect, but, not just blah, 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 blah. And I like somebody from the past. I haven't seen him like 2 or 3 weeks. I was wondering if you see him calling back, things like that. Or if I want somebody in the future, and if so, what?
I do see somebody I do believe it's the same scenario as your work. I think in about 3 months you're going to meet somebody at work. For some reason, you're going to go full-time, or they're going to offer you something, and there's going to be somebody new that you are going to meet at work. I don't think that this guy that you're looking at, I don't think he's as stable as you think. Maybe I'm thinking emotionally, but I believe that you will see him again, but I'm not sure he's the one for you. I see somebody that coming in that's 3 months that's going to be like a whirlwind, like, whoa, where did you come from?
And well, I don't think it worked because there's mostly just like kids and stuff, but,
But you might meet somebody that knows somebody from work. It's got related to work. I see that it is.
You know anything about them at all?
I can't see what he does, but it's like a whirlwind when you meet him. It's like, wow, he's stable, he's nice, he's cute, I'm attracted, I'm going for it. It's kind of like really quick. And I see it's going to happen in about 3-4 months. I'm getting all tingly, so I know it's coming. I do see that.
January, February.
Wherever the 3 months land, because right now I'm in the zone, so I can't figure out where the 3 months land. But it's about
December.
3 months. And, you know, and it's give or take, because nothing ever happens on the 3 month mark. It could be given 3 weeks before, 3 weeks after. But I do see it being related to work. So either somebody's going to offer you something, or somebody comes in to work. Somebody you know comes to find somebody at work, but it's attached to your work. I do see that the guy you're looking at will come back, or he'll call you. And I think
you know when?
Well, I'm seeing the number 4, so I don't want to say 4 weeks because in that case I wouldn't accept a date. But it may be 4 days, possibly. But he's going to come back. You are going to see him or hear from him, but it's going to fizzle out within those 3 months. So I would absolutely go. I'd absolutely talk to him. But
whoops, we lost Bonnie. I will get her back. She's had some problem with Skype. Suzanne, we're going to go on to someone else. I hope that helps you. You can always listen back on the archives, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you, girl. Stay empowered. Get rid of your fears. Be beautiful like you are, okay? Okay, we'll get Bonnie back on the air as soon as she calls in here. Let me see. Here she is. Let's see. Bonnie, do we have you back?
You have me. Do you hear me?
Yes, we do hear you, Bonnie. We do hear you, Bonnie.
So
it's well, that's just high-tech living, you know.
It's been the energy here all weekend. So I am so sorry, callers. I'm so sorry, Gary.
She was happy and it worked. And we're going to go on to, we've got a lot of callers today, so we'll either do one question or either Bonnie or I will read for you. 978, you are on. Can you hear me, 978?
Yes, I can. I have a specific question. I have just met a gentleman, and I wanted to know if you could tell me what you could tell me about him and if you see this going anywhere.
Okay, and what's your name, sweetheart?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, okay. Bonnie, that you go ahead.
Kathleen, that's real vague for me. Can you please tell me, did you meet him at work? Did you meet him? How did you meet him?
I spoke to him probably about a year and a half ago on a chat line, and then we met for the first time this weekend.
Okay.
But there's something specific about him. I'm wondering if you're going to pick up, and if you, then I'll know it's him.
I feel like he doesn't. I feel like I feel like either he's in the. He wears some type of uniform, so I don't know if he's in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Something about a uniform, and I think he's not around a lot. So I don't feel like he's going to be with you a lot, and that's what I am picking up. I don't know if that – and I feel like there's something he's not telling you. So those are the two things I'm picking up. I don't know that that's specific or – but what I am hearing from my guide is that it's great when you see him, but don't expect expect a whole lot, and that's what I'm hearing. And so how did the date go?
It was short because he had to leave early this morning to go to Pennsylvania for orientation for work, and whether or not he's going to have to wear a uniform there, I don't know.
Yeah, I see him wearing a uniform. I see he enjoyed himself. I think you enjoyed yourself. I just think that you're not going to see him a lot. And so if you're looking for somebody that's going to be stable with you, that can be with you, that can take you places, that can stay with you, I don't see that with this gentleman. And
okay.
I think he's hiding something.
Well, his wife just passed away.
Okay.
He's younger than me, and his wife just passed a month ago.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, I think that what I feel about him is you don't want to be that interim person. And he's going to depend on getting his sea legs back with you. But
his what back with me?
His sea legs, you know, because his wife has passed away.
Right.
And we call that, and we don't want that for you. We don't want an interim. So to me, I would let him get his sea legs back, meaning, you know, just kind of take it as it comes and don't get too attached to him very quickly, because I think he's got some issues that he has to deal with first, and that's what I see about emotionally with him.
Mm.
So you can't expect somebody that went through that, even if he.
Hello?
Did we lose Bonnie? We might have lost Bonnie again, Kathleen. I will get her back. We're going to go on to another caller, Kathleen. You can listen back on the archives. I'll have to get Bonnie back on. We've had a little problem with Skype and so forth. But call back in. God bless you, and thank you for calling, sweetheart. And I kind of, looking at a couple stones here right now, I feel like you're learning a lot about love just in the next couple weeks, and that's a good thing. The more you learn about it, the better you operate. Consider yourself the source of it, and then you never run out, whether it's this man or somebody
else. Well, do you see
the
same thing, that this person is not telling me something?
I see that you're learning a lot about this person. I feel like there's a lot of I just looked at some stones here. I just kind of dropped them, and it looks like there's a lot of doubts and fears that both you're going through, and in a way he's going through too. So it's kind of uncovering things is what I feel, more like discovery than deception, so to speak.
And discovery. You don't see it going anywhere down the road?
Nothing's written in stone. Things can certainly change, but what I feel is most important for you is to be inspired with who you are and how you feel about love, because that way you can recognize whether it fits or not and make your own decisions without
mm-hmm.
feeling like it's costing you an arm, a leg, or a heart, or a heartbreak.
Okay.
So the main thing you want to see, like I just dropped some stones for you while Bonnie was talking, and I see this real expansion on love in the next week or two as far as you learning about it. And that's a good thing. So don't be afraid to learn more about love, because remember, it all comes from you, really.
Okay.
And anybody you can add to it, it's great. Okay, girl?
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate
God bless
your time.
You stay happy, girl.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. We're going to try and see if we can get Sister Bonnie back here. I think we got Sister Bonnie back. Do we have you, Bonnie?
Gary?
Yes.
I am so sorry. I'm trying to switch maybe to, I am on Skype maybe to my phone if it happens next. But, I so agree with you. This woman sounds wonderful. She's got great energy, and I know she's going to be happy. And that's really what counts.
That is what counts. And remember, folks, it all starts within yourself. You keep yourself happy, you get the light going, and then everything makes sense from there.
That's
we're going
right.
to start with another caller here. Ooh, boy, the studio's acting a little weird. This is... I'm not sure if we just talked to 814 or not. Let me see. 814, are you there? 814?
Hello?
What's your name, sweetheart?
This is Amy.
Amy, how are you, girl?
Good.
That's Bonnie? Did you want a love and relationship question or a general reading, sweetheart?
No, I have a specific question, but it's not love and relationship.
Well, throw it at me. I'll pull some cards for you on a specific question. What is it?
It's specifically job related. It's one that has to do with the job that I applied for.
Well, it feels like a couple things. I'm looking at some random cards right now, which is the way I read. It feels like there's some sort of hierarchy or boss or something you're kind of intimidated by in some way. Maybe it's a little bit of fear of will I get it or not. But the fact that you've gone out to apply for it, and the fact that it feels like you're going to get another chance for a callback or something to show up somewhere, this gives you preparation time to not worry about the worst outcome, but envision the best outcome. Because there's a joker and right next to a seven and a five of hearts. Seven means taking a risk. Five of hearts means balance. So don't worry about things. Take a risk at things. You've taken a risk at this job. Take a risk at other jobs, other applications. And whenever you do get these appointments set up, look at people with just complete confidence. You've got nothing to lose. And I've been a musician my whole life, so I know that people only know what you tell them. And so advertise and promote yourself well. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah, probably where you see the first part of what you said is where I'm currently working at, where you see the...
I see a power structure.
Where you put it, that's the power structure is where I'm at now, not the new place.
But you can use that and all the things that frustrate you about it to empower you. At every moment in time, we get to decide whether the universe is conspiring against us or inspiring us. You know, it's pretty black and white.
Yeah.
Really? Bonnie, do you have any comments about that?
No, except that, you know, caller, all I would say to you is, again, I think you have a really nice demeanor about you. Show people that, because I think you get a little overwhelmed maybe. Your job is, you know, you can do your job, but you know, that power structure is a tough thing. I know when I'm working involved in power structures, and I have worked in power structures all my life until recently, it's not easy because they have rules, regulations. Sometimes we don't want to – the powers that be just seem always to conspire against us, we think. But really, we need to use them to our advantage. You are a great girl. I think you can make it work. If you don't want to leave, I suggest you change things up a little. Start to get something new, maybe take a course or a different, so that it can give you a certificate that you might be able to advance yourself, or get in within the same power structure a different level, because I think you can make it work, or switch jobs, whichever you want to do. But I think that you can make whatever you want work. You just have to change, you know, you have to change some of your thinking. You've got to positively think. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same thing. Don't be afraid of the power structure. Come the boss of it. Shoot to the top. Why not? Think big.
Think big, girlfriend.
Okay.
We hope that helps,
okay.
Jamie. You can listen back, and all you folks calling in, we do have a lot of call-ins today, so we're going to try and get to all of y'all, but there's a lot of you, and we're glad to have you. You can always listen back on the archives. And we are going to go now to area code 515. We're taking them in the order they called. 515, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your name, sweetheart?
I'm Jody.
Jody, how are you today, girl? Doing good?
I'm pretty good, yeah. Yeah, I have, I don't know, kind of a general question, I suppose. I am feeling so unsettled. And I feel like there's changes coming, either my job or my husband's job or family. I'm not really sure. I'm wondering if you can provide some insight.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do a quick 3-month reading for you, and then we'll turn you over to Bonnie, okay?
Okay.
Now, all you have to do, I charge these 16 stones up. All you have to do, Jody, is say drop whenever it feels good, and I'll tell you in general what I'll see for the next couple months, okay?
All right,
so
drop.
You're good, ready to go. You've actually got the commitment stone right in the center, and Neptune, the sun, coming into play, and Mercury close to it. So you're making decisions, whether you realize it or not, to move toward where you want, instead of being frustrated by the maybe plans you had and didn't work out right. that always educates you how to have a stronger commitment to what's going to happen in the future. Because remember, what happened yesterday is yesterday. And all we have is this moment and forward. So as you move through this first week and a half to two, you're going to get a lot of power because you're going to start refreshing your dreams about yourself. And with Mercury close, that's showing techniques to do it, decisions to do it. Just why the hell not? I always tell people shoot for 200 and settle for 150 or 170 or something. A lot better than shooting for 30. Because by the third and fourth week here, you have Jupiter lined up with the so many stones. I mean, the love stone, relationship stone. Not only is this going to help things line up for you because of the first week and you having fresh dreams and fresh hopes and aspirations, regardless of what happened yesterday, it's going to line things up. So a lot of the things that tie you in knots that you worry about and so forth, you're going to find yourself able to not only cure and heal those, but bring balance and harmony and love back into your place. And by the fourth and fifth and sixth week, you've conquered a lot of these doubts and fears. And by the eighth and ninth week, you're moving on with a lot of fresh feelings. You've got Mars, you've got Uranus, you've got the Magic Stone, Mercury, and the Luck Stone, all from the 7th to 12th week. So take this first week to replant fresh dreams based on hopes and aspirations. Missed the target yesterday, doesn't mean you'll miss it today. And you're going to find from the 7th to the 12th week on that not only did you succeed at this, but you've learned a lot about how to refresh in yourself and how to see new possibilities every time. And I hope that makes a little sense to you. Does it make sense, girl?
It really does.
Good. I'm going to turn you over to Bonnie. You there,
Hi,
Bonnie?
Sweetheart. I am here. Oh. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It doesn't seem to me like you have a romance and relationship question. Am I correct?
Yeah, not really.
Okay. But you can ask me anything because relationships have to do with everything. Dogs, cats, brothers, sisters. But I just want to reiterate, I feel like you're worried about your husband. And that's what came to mind. And I think you're worried about his job. Are you worried about his job?
He's not really worried, just like anxious. You know, he's awaiting a really big decision that is a really big deal for him. And I think whether he gets it or not affects me and what choices I would have. And
I can feel that. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to be, I think you're going to have to wait a little longer. I think it's killing you to wait, and I don't mean that meanly, or I don't mean that literally. But
yeah,
I will believe that I see a big heart with two heads in it, which is yours and his, which means to me that everything is going to turn out. Actually, he's going to be very happy with what they tell him, and you're going to be happy, and then you're going to look back on this and say, oh, what was I ever worried about? And you're not even going to remember this, actually. So I do think that whatever you're worried about with your husband, with his position, I don't know whether they'll offer him what he wants or a different position, but I know that you're not going to have to worry that he is not going to be happy or left behind. So I don't know what the job is. But I do know that they value your husband, that you are going to be very happy in the long run, and I think that all this worry is just creating, you know, ulcers. So go have some non-alcoholic champagne, put a little strawberries in it, and celebrate, honey.
Yeah, I just have to go. Whew.
That's right.
It feels good to say that.
Yeah, you're going to. So just be prepared, start now, and party, and not party too much, but really embrace the fact that he's going to be okay, and so will you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Have a beautiful day, Jody. And to all you folks, of course, Bonnie Alberts, or any psychic can certainly do more in a 20, 30, 40-minute reading than we can in a 5 or 10-minute or 2 or 3 minutes. So be sure and look us up on Psychics Gone Wild and let us know if you'd like a full reading. We'd be glad to help you out. We do have 770 here. 770, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Sandy.
Sandy, how are you, girl?
I'm doing okay.
Hi, Sandy.
What's on your mind, Sandy?
My relationship with my husband. I wanted to see you 3 months out and see what you can tell me.
Well, I'm going to let Bonnie address the first question about the relationship, and if we have time here, I'll do you a short 3-month reading, okay? Bonnie,
sure.
It's over to you, girl.
Okay. Why are you wondering about your husband is my first question.
Well, we've been having relationship difficulties.
Okay. You know what I think, and I can't hear you real well, so I don't know if that's hearing you.
I can't hear you. There.
Can you hear me now?
Your phone is going.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I can barely hear you, Bonnie. Caller, can you hear Sandy? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see that you and your husband are not seeing eye to eye right now. I do feel like there's a big gap between what you talk about and your attitudes towards each other. And, you know, when that happens, the communication breaks down. And I hate to say this, but communication is the first link to having a great relationship. Because if you can't communicate, then all of the rest of the warm and fuzzies don't come because we can't communicate what we love and we want. So I'm going to tell you, and if you've heard me talk to a lot of people, a lot of callers, and even my clients that I have, the communication is so important. I feel like you're angry with him, and he just stays quiet and he doesn't care. And so to me, that means that the two of you are not talking. And the first thing I'm going to tell you, and I know that there is some difficulties, that you need to sit down and talk to him. You need to tell him how that you feel like you're not communicating, that the two of you do not have that there's a big gap in the communication, and you want to know why, and you'd like to know what with him can make this better, and you need to get some things off your chest as well as he off his. And I think if you do that, you'll start to become closer and closer. I don't know that it won't take a lot of time and issues. You have some issues there. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to hand it over to Gary, is this. I would absolutely sit down and talk to him. I know you're going to say that you have or you can't. He doesn't listen, but you need to make him listen. So I see the problem. I'm sorry?
Had an affair.
Yeah, I see that. And I believe that you need to tell him. And I believe that in order for a relationship to work, there has to be two involved. And I don't see that. So there should be some big discussions, maybe a counselor, maybe, you know, it's finally the breakdown of this, you know, of communication needs to say, well, we need to go get help because this is not going to work. And
and that's what I've been doing. And the thing is he's been lagging.
Okay. Well, you know what? There comes a point when you just go for counseling yourself, because what the counselor will tell you, and I am a counselor, so when the counselor does sit and talk to you, she'll get you strong enough to be able to have that communication and that conversation with him, and then your options will be on the table. So I do see that, and I do believe you need to move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Gary. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, Sandy, I dropped some stones while Bonnie was talking. I kind of feel the same thing. I've seen, and the magic stone's right at the top with Mercury, with the play stone and Mars, which has to do with men and the relationship. So, yeah, communication is very important. And remember, men and women speak different languages in a way, so we're always learning. And if we open ourselves up to learning from each other, then we're not getting brought down by what isn't happening. We're getting enlightened by what is happening right before our eyes. We're learning something. So keep that in mind and give yourself a break. Lighten up on yourself, and then you'll start seeing a lot more solvability to these issues. That's short and sweet what I see. Does that make sense to you, Sandy?
Well, yes and no. It's just like he's real stubborn, and it's like he's trying to blame it off on his past childhood. And when he just abandoned me, you know, whenever I had problems.
Okay, well, can I make a suggestion? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
Could I make a suggestion? I don't believe in living in the past. I believe there's counselors that will go all the way back to your childhood. I believe when we reach a certain limit in life, we have to move forward. So if you're and the blame game goes both ways, especially in couples, because what you say, he says the opposite, or he has things he blames and you have things you blame, that is never going to work. Either you have to come with, hey, let's start now, let's talk. I don't think he wants to lose you. So I think that if you can come to some type of decision, whether you can forgive him and he can forgive himself, I think that you could start communication. I'm not saying to stay in any relationship that's going to harm you or harm him, but what I am going to tell you is if you're going to look in the past, the present doesn't really have a whole lot of chance. So
but,
you have to
just, see, okay. I can forgive because it's brought him up to a level of energy where I could get some conversation going, you know. But the thing is what I'm having a hard time with is he doesn't seem to be moving forward.
Well, then you need to move forward. And I think when he sees you moving forward and you making yourself more independent, more available, and always coming back to him to discuss things, he'll see that he has to come up to that plate. Because I think as stubborn as you think he is, I think he's afraid of being alone. So if I were you, I would really suggest just keep at him, but you keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I was just wondering on that, I mean, do you see us separating at all?
It really depends. I don't love the word separation, but I do believe in moving forward. So what I am going to tell you is in order for you to live, you have to move forward and you can keep the communications open with him. If he chooses to meet you halfway, to start to make progress, then I see that this can work. But if he doesn't, you'll be moving forward and one day you'll say, oh my goodness, I'm way past that and now I'm my own person. And so it really depends on how you approach the subject and how you take care of yourself, and whether he's ready to step up to the plate.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to see the three-month thing.
Well, that's the same thing I was feeling here, sweetheart. We're going to have to move on to another caller in a minute, but I see a lot of the same things Bonnie was mentioning in the reading, and I do see by the fifth and sixth and seventh week, if you charge yourself up to be able to because, you know, bottom line, no matter what's happening in the world, if you're empowered enough within your own mind, heart, and spirit, it doesn't matter. You can handle anything. And that includes,
no,
certainly, relationships and marriage and everything in life. So see yourself, that's why I see the magic stone right at the top, as being empowered in spite of or because of this, regardless of his decisions. You see yourself as empowered, then you'll see the light. You'll know the next step.
Okay.
And we're going to have to go on, Sandy. We got a lot of callers, girl.
Thank
I hope
you.
It helped you a little bit. Yeah, you too. Stay beautiful. Stay happy more than anything. Stay happy.
Yeah.
Amen. See, Sister Bonnie knows she's counseled people her whole life. Happiness is the key to seeing the light, you know. We're going to try and get to all you callers. We have a lot in this evening. Remember, if you want a private reading with either of us, you can go to Psychics Gone Wild, check out Bonnie Albers or Gary Wimmer, and certainly do a longer reader than we can on the few minutes here. We do have area code 315. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your name, sweetheart?
Hi. My name's Annette, and I'm from New York.
Annette. How are you, girl? Good to hear you. Do you want a general reading? Did you want to talk to Bonnie? What's on your mind, girl?
I'd like to talk to Bonnie about a relationship with Tom.
You got it, Bonnie.
Hi, honey. Now, the relationship is with a man named Tom?
Yes, well, we're in a friendship, but we have talked about being together, and we both had a prior bad relationship, so there's a little bit of... No, it was going like full tilt kind of at first, you know, the flirting stage, and then all of a sudden it just cooled right off. And, you know, like he calls me all the time and stuff like that, and he comes up to my house. He has to travel quite a ways to come see me. So I just want to know what you see with that.
You know, were both of you in sad relationships? This is what I'm hearing, because I think that you two talk about it. Do you two talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's hard to talk to. You know,
He doesn't like revisiting it, but both of you have been hurt before, and I think that's what brings you closer together. What's funny is I do see he really, you don't know this, but he depends on you for emotional security, and he knows that you're going to, that you're steady and you're going to be there. And what I'm seeing is I see two heads sitting there discussing. So I like that because it means that you talk first. So are you asking me if you think this relationship is going to go somewhere?
Yes. Because I care about him a lot. But like I said, I was in a very, very abusive relationship. And I know that not all men are like that, but I went through quite
a bit. I'll tell you, I feel like he's gentle. I feel that he understands because he's been hurt. He won't tell you how much he's been hurt, but he has been hurt a lot. So I'm going to say that this is, I see a gentle, when I see the two heads together, I see you smiling. I see you further in the future. So that means I think it's a really sweet relationship that is blooming. So I say go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. So you think that he does have feelings for me then?
Oh, yes, I do. I don't think that you'll see them real well. I think you'll see them more as caring, and I think you'll see them as, you won't see them as complete lust and love. You will see them as more trust and admiration, and I love that because that means it'll last longer because the lust and love can start really quickly after that it builds. So, yes, I think this is a good man.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. That's how I feel.
Well,
God bless you,
Annette.
Thank you so much.
I'm not real good at the chat room, but I know we did have a couple comments here about us going on and on, so we're going to try and do a little faster here and move through. We do have a lot of callers. We'd love to get to all of you. Hope we can. This is 661. Are you there?
Hi. My name's Sue, and I'm looking for a reading from Bonnie.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you need from me?
Well, if I do love relationships, romance, and if you want to ask me a question, I do really well with questions, and I'll tell you why. You heard Gary. I could spend the next 20 minutes analyzing you or trying to, and it isn't going to do you or me any good because we only have 5 minutes. So if you have a question that you want to ask me, I am so totally in love with love. Just ask me anything, and I will help you.
Okay. Is there a relationship coming in soon, and what can you tell me?
Do I see a relationship coming soon, and what can I tell you?
Yeah.
Because I can't hear unfortunately, I'm having a static problem. I see a relationship coming soon? I think you already have one, or I think that you already know who it is.
Could be.
Okay. And I think that what you're asking me is, will it work or will it bloom into something? And what I am going to tell you is, I see it in the background. So either you didn't tell him or he doesn't know or you both kind of are coy about it. But I have a feeling that you're giving it a great deal of thought. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I do see, now I see two people sitting in front of a table and they're laughing and smiling. So, but I see it sitting off to the side, which means that you have to do some work in order to get that to be coming up. I think that you're going to have to maybe push it a little. And is that something that you can do?
I don't know.
Okay, can you talk to this person a little bit more?
No, I haven't seen him for a while, and I'm not quite. He doesn't know, I don't think.
Right, he doesn't know. That's why I said that he either doesn't know or you haven't told him. So, I do think that if you want this relationship to work, and I see it sitting off to the side, which means that he doesn't know. One of you didn't know, and I know you know. So you have to, if you aren't ready to take that plunge, see, I believe in love, and I believe in fate, and I believe in romance, and I believe in all kinds of warm and fuzzies. And I think guys sometimes, like Gary will tell you, don't get really the signal.
No, I don't think that there's a in-between. There's someone who we were introduced by who I think is maybe making it difficult for us to see each other again. That's the problem.
Well, like I said, and it's still the same thing as what I'm saying, you have to tell him. That's the only way. I know that there's somebody in between. I know I can see him sitting in the background, which means there's problems. But how do you know it won't work? I mean, I've had
No, I know it will. No, the issue is I don't know when I'll get to see him again. That's the issue.
Well, what I'm hearing from my guides is it's going to be you that has to initiate it. So that's why I'm saying if you can get to him, if you can write to him, if you can call him, calling is passe anymore, but if you can email him, if you can text him, you need to let him know that you're interested, and you are the one that has to do that, and that's what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Good luck. Gary? Hello?
Oop, can you hear me, Bonnie? I got lost for a second there.
Yes, I can. Are you in that chat room?
No, I was going back and forth, but we're going to move on. We've got a lot of callers today. We wish we could get you all in. We're going to try and get a couple more. This is 111. Tell you what, we're going to give you short, quick readings here. 111. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
111, yes. What's your name, dear?
Yes. Mara.
Mara, how are you, girl?
Hi, well, Mara. Hi, Bonnie. I'm just really, well, I guess I'd just like to know when love is coming in or a job, because right now there's nothing.
Gary, this is a good one for your stone.
Okay, girl, what I'm going to do is I'm going to drop these 16 stones into a circle, and I'll give you an idea of what's happening for the next 3 months, and that'll include some stuff about job and love. And you can always listen back on the archives, and we can only cover so much in a few minutes. By the way, this is an hour show today, folks, so because we can put them on the archives easier that way. Having said that, Mara, the stones are ready.
Yes.
All you have to do is say drop.
Okay. Drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you got the magic stone right at the top. So this is showing that it's time to move forward with everything, with the way you feel, with things about your place, with things about your hopes and your dreams and your aspirations. And this means bringing a lot of confidence back to yourself, first in the close environment you're at, just around your place. So when you feel powerful there, you start moving that into where do you want to go, what's your hopes and expectations. Because it feels like by the second and third week here, you're getting a lot of groundedness again. You're starting to feel like much more organized. Even in the first couple of days and week, allow yourself to start thinking outside the box. Not where you've been and what didn't work, whether it's relationships or work, but where you're going. Because by the second into the third week, not only have you started getting a lot of good feelings about love, about job, about opportunities, but you're conquering your fears. And that helps you actually land a good job and find yourself feeling very good about relationships and love by the fourth and fifth and sixth week. So again, use this first week to really prime yourself up. And this comes up a lot in readings in general with people, is allow your confidence to work for you, not your doubts. And it's a technique. We learn it. But as you go through this first week, you know it's time for you to feel empowered and energized. So make use of it. Because by the seventh and eighth and ninth week on, not only do you have Mars coming back in, which is men, dating, meeting new people, but it feels like your prosperity is coming back with new jobs and new things like that. And by the end of this three-month period with the Life Stone and the Luck Stone and Timing Magic Stone and the Moon, you're going to be very emotionally pleased with yourself. It's just a cycle. Allow yourself to see the end of it. And move forward.
Yeah, so you think I'll be happy at the next job I have? Because I was at my last job for many years, but I wasn't happy there.
No,
but I stayed there.
I can see where it's been a burden, but it's been a good education for you, too. See? that's what you apply. It's been a good education in your determination and your work hardness, how hard you work, and so forth. So, yeah, I see you getting a lot of satisfaction with both fresh jobs and relationships. It all starts with this first week of you feeling empowered instead of frustrated. And as you do that, you're going to start realizing this power around your home, around places, around where you work now. And that's going to give you a lot of feeling about being able to open new avenues for yourself.
So you think I'll be dating in 7 weeks?
Oh, I'll probably be, yeah, 5 or 6, 7 weeks, yeah, around that time. Because what you're doing in this first week is getting your gusto all up to where you don't feel intimidated about anything in life. You're just going, to hell with this, I'm moving forward. And that's a good state of mind. We're going to move on, Mara, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Gary and Bonnie, and have a great evening. I really appreciate it.
God bless
thank
you.
You.
We're going to turn this next one over to Bonnie. This is Gussie is here.
Not as important as you feeling as though...
Hello?
Gussie? Can you hear us?
Hello? Yes. Hi.
Gussie, you're on. You want to talk to Bonnie?
Sure. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Can you want to ask me a question on love, romance, relationships, or sexual issues? I would love to answer them.
Oh, well, no, it's a career question. Work
I'm
question.
Gonna leave that. Well, Gary, I'm gonna leave that to you, but I'll take her back if you after you know see whatever you need to see for her.
Okay, what is your question on career, girl?
I am moving, and I need to have moving to a town about 3 hours away, and I need to have I can't make the move until I have secured employment, and I'm looking at about a week for that to happen, and so far I have not had any bites.
I just took the liberty to drop some stones for you, which
that's
sometimes
fine.
I do.
That's fine.
I see Jupiter in the life stone right at the top, so I think you're in a very lucky cycle, more than you realize. I really do. And
okay.
It feels like, I don't know how much you get the job first, you move there first. Those are little things that are being worked out in the next week and a half to two. But you're really, you've got a lucky cycle coming in, you've got good communication, and you've got, even if one thing doesn't work, it's like you're opening up a lot of fresh possibilities all within these next couple weeks. And I can see from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on, things are lined up very smoothly for you. So use this first week to let Jupiter work for you in the Lux Stone and Neptune. They're showing you how to be confident. They're showing you how to have fresh dreams and hopes. And when you're confident and you're working with your spirituality, you got fresh dreams and good hopes, you're working with the light instead of working with the darkness and doubt. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Well, it makes sense, but it doesn't get me a job.
No.
And it hasn't gotten me a job.
I feel like you're
so I need to support my. See, I need to make. I need to secure an income before I can go there. I can't go there first and then look for work. It has to be the work comes first.
Right. You've got Mercury right in the center, and that has to do with communication. So I feel the next week and a half, you're going to get a lot of good feedback about that, and you're going to know your direction. The main thing I feel right now is think that way. Not. I don't have the job yet. I can't move, but I'm going to get the job and make the move. Do you see what
I'm
saying?
That's what I'm doing. I got a lot of prayer.
Yeah, you're kind of cutting out on the phone, but with Mercury right in the center, it's really showing how you communicate from a sense of power rather than fear and doubt. And open up a lot of fresh possibilities, even in places that you hadn't thought about. You know,
okay.
Fresh doors.
Okay.
We're going to move on. I've got Michelle on here. It looks like 144, and we're going to turn you over to Bonnie, Michelle 144. Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are doing love today because I have a quick love question. All right.
I love love, so please let me have it.
This guy I work with, he's been flirting with me for a while now. And I had a reading a while back that said someone on my job was interested in me. And even though he's not really being aggressive, I'm just wondering, is he the one?
You know what? I see him, and he is a flirt. Oh, my goodness, and I love flirts, so I think this is a great thing. The only thing I would wonder is, if he's not being aggressive, because you're a great girl, is usually men, if they're not afraid and they're flirting and you flirt back with them, and usually they will be more aggressive when they know that you're going to say yes. Have you flirted enough with him so that he knows you would say yes?
I don't think I've, quote-unquote, flirted with him, no.
Okay. Well, here's my suggestion, because I'm getting mixed signals here. I'd love to see you flirt with him, and if he does not pick up the signal, you need to make it clear that you're interested. Because I see he's flirting with you. But I also see that, you know, if he does not pick up the signal, it might be because he flirts with a lot of people. So that's the only thing that I would suggest. Do you see him flirting with anybody else at the office?
I don't think so. He's kind of just an outgoing personality, but, like, flirting, not really, no.
Then I would suggest, because I see him, I would suggest you let him know that you would say yes.
But I just want a relationship. I think it's flirting is just to have someone to sleep with.
Yeah, but you know what? You have to flirt at first, because that's how, you know, it's the male, female, animal, magnetism that brings you together first. So you don't have to do anything with that, meaning that you don't have to give him anything or him give you anything. But really, the first thing that starts a relationship, especially between really good-looking men, women, not good-looking men, women, all good-looking people, not good-looking people, is that animal magnetism. So I think it's a good thing, because it tells you, you know, you're ready, you know, I'm ready for you, you're ready for me. But you don't have to take it quickly, meaning, you know, anything besides getting to know each other. But listen, that is the first thing that people always say they want to feel, is they want to be attracted to that person. So I'm going to tell you, I see him. I think he's a little, this is what I think. I think that he's a flirt with you, but I think he's a little shy. So that's why I'm telling you, I think you need to let him know that yes, you know, if he does ask you out, or that, you know, you want to go meet for coffee, that's so innocent. You could say to him, hey, let's go grab coffee, or you can let him know that you'd want to. I'm not saying you need to do anything, but I see that he's a little shy, even though you don't think so, about who he asks out. So my guides are telling me that you've got to give him the okay signal.
Okay, well, we've had breakfast, and we're supposed to be going to the movies tomorrow.
Good. Good girl. Then you know what? You're on your way, because I see him, and he likes you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great, great movie night.
Thank you, girl, for calling in. We've got about 2 minutes left, so I wish we'd get everybody. We had so many callers today. God bless you folks for calling in. Trying to reach a balance between giving good readings and not being too fast and yet getting everybody, but we had a lot of callers today and we could not get to everybody. Please consider contacting either me, Gary Wimmer, or Bonnie Albers through our websites. You can Google us. You can go to Psychics Gone Wild. We've got about a minute, so I want to refresh people on how to get in touch with you, Bonnie. Go ahead.
If you want to get a hold of me, go to my website. It's a coach for the number 4life.com, or you can use my name, BonnieAlbers.com. I'm there. You can reach me. It'll tell you how to reach me, and it'll give you all my information. I'm going to hand it to you, Gary.
Thank you much, Sister Bonnie. My name is Gary Wimmer. You can Google GARYWIMMER and find me. You can go to Psychics Gone Wild. You can Google Lithomancy, LITHOMANCY. We've got about a minute left, Sarah, so I just wanted to say thanks to all you folks calling in. Do check us out next week. We wish we could get everybody, but we just can't. We had so many callers calling a little earlier next week. And to those of y'all that think we spend too much time on one caller, I do apologize. We do. We're trying to move as fast as we can and yet be as helpful as we can. Wanted to close tonight thanking y'all very much for coming out. Sister Bonnie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Gary. You know I love you, and kisses and hugs to everybody, and we are sorry that we couldn't get with everybody. And please call us or either come back next week. We love to talk to you.
Do, and in the closing 15 seconds, I wanted to say to you ladies that are listening, Bonnie said something very good. Be brave. Go up and talk to a guy. The beautiful lady I'm with now, she introduced herself to me several years ago, and we're in love. So try it. Got to go out. Our hour's up, folks. Try us next week. God bless. Love y'all.
Love you. Bye.